From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting there has been no movement of civilians out or humanitarian aid in to the embattled Eastern Ghouta in Syria, despite a Russian-backed daily five-hour humanitarian pause. At the Security Council, which earlier approved a resolution calling for a 30-day truce countrywide, Mark Lowcock, Undersecretary for Humanitarian Affairs, said little has changed on the ground.
Have any civilians left Eastern Ghouta? No. Is there any actual improvement in the humanitarian situation in Eastern Ghouta since the passage of the resolution, demanding as it did, unimpeded access? No.
Lowcock also said it's impossible for aid convoys to reach the needed during a five-hour pause. Hundreds have died in nearly 2 weeks of heavy bombardment of the last major rebel stronghold near Damascus. The U.S. Deputy Ambassador Kelly Curry took aim at Syria, Russia, and Iran for allowing the suffering to continue.
Once again, we, including Russia, demanded in this Security Council chamber that Assad stop the bombing. And yet Russia, Iran, and Assad continue their attacks, defying the wishes of this council and the international community.
But Russia's ambassador said the terrorists in Eastern Ghouta remain a legitimate target. Vasily Nabenzia said the jihadist group Jabhat al-Nusra must be neutralized. Four Bangladeshi UN peacekeepers with the MINUSMA force were killed, four wounded Wednesday when their vehicle hit a mine in central Mali. The soldiers were driving on a road linking the towns of Boni and Duensa in the Mopti region of Mali. Stefan Dujarric is a UN spokesman.
The special representative of the Secretary General, Mohamed Saleh Anadif, condemned the attack. We join him in extending our condolences to the families of the victims and in wishing a speedy recovery to those injured.
It's the same area where six Malian soldiers were killed by a mine on Tuesday. This is VOA News. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, at an international conference in Kabul, offered recognition to the Taliban as a political group, part of a proposed political process to try to end the country's 16-year war. Michael Kugelman, South Asia analyst at the Washington-based Wilson Center, called the proposal extraordinary with so many unprecedented concessions.
And he has also made this offer so very public. He essentially used this conference to essentially advertise the fact that he's ready to talk peace with the Taliban.
The Taliban has offered to begin talks with the U.S., but so far refuses direct dialogue with Kabul. South Korean President Moon Jae-in used an Independence Day address Thursday to describe Japan's wartime use of comfort women as crimes against humanity. Mr. Moon said in resolving the issue, Japan, the perpetrator, should not say it's over. The unfortunate history, he said, must be remembered. Learning from history, he said, is the real solution. Japan's chief cabinet secretary described the remarks as extremely regrettable. Japan ruled Korea as a colony for the first half of the 20th century, forcing many Korean women to work in wartime brothels. Japan has apologized to the women and provided funding as part of a 2015 agreement. According to reports citing unidentified sources, the chairman of China's CEFC China Energy, a private firm that struck a multi-million-dollar deal with Russia's Rosneft, is under investigation for economic crimes. Ye Jianming was taken in for questioning early this year. It follows the Chinese government decision to take over insuring company Anbang and said its chairman was also prosecuted for economic crimes. President Donald Trump Wednesday led dignitaries honoring the late American evangelist Billy Graham, whose body lies in honor at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda following his death last week at age 99.
We can only imagine the number of lives touched by the preaching and the prayers of Billy Graham, the hearts he changed, the sorrows he eased, and the joy he brought to so many.
Graham, known as America's pastor, was sought out for counsel by several presidents and reached hundreds of millions worldwide with a Christian message. Mr. Trump is scheduled to attend the Graham funeral in Charlotte, North Carolina, Friday. Russian President Vladimir Putin, in a State of the Nation address Thursday, said he plans to cut the poverty rate in half over the next 6 years. He said it's unacceptable. 20 million Russians still live below the poverty line, but that's still a drop from the 42 million in 2000. Mr. Putin is expected to easily win another term in elections scheduled March 18th. Fresh snowfall and icy conditions cover much of Europe Thursday as the region shivers through an Arctic blast from Siberia, what forecasters have dubbed the Beast from the East. The Geneva airport was forced to close. Nearly 50 weather-related deaths have been blamed on the system since Friday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.